I think a great deal of that accountability has been lost.
My military function is RAMLZ.
RAMLZ, rock.
What I do is I represent mythological graffiti as an aspect of the criminal rural areas in New York City in the five boroughs.
And that's what brought these protesters to the streets of Washington last month. They were angry about a recent court decision which they believe undercuts the effectiveness of...
Hip-hop et Africa vont sympathiser par des mots Afrique symbolisés, le beat sodomisé, la vision solennisée, mouvement spatialisé sur des rimes manzées. Je me suis spécialisé, les déracinés stigmatisés, démenti la thèse Afrique stérilisée, gardien de sa culture qu'on doit superviser, pratique sur pratique superposée, l'étranger traumatisé, la matière première tamisée, positivisé, visionné pour tarmacadamisé, boulot taillorisé, soyez valorisé, get up, le mot tutularisé. Portrait vision réalisée.
African Labedin, NNG de Yuman Awa. African Labedin, NNG de Babam Adama. African Labedin, NNG de Yuman Awa. African Labedin, NNG de Babam Adama.
La valeur s'est connue, l'originalité translatée par la tenue. Le sixième sens développé chez l'étranger méconnu. Toujours sous-estimé même par l'ONU. Grand couturier copiant sans tenue. Histoire non écrite retenue.
There is the oldest and largest of the 20 pueblos or villages in which the 2,000 members of this colorful tribe live. They are an agricultural people also raising and tending large bands of sheep. Perhaps their most distinguished accomplishment is their skill as silversmiths and workers in the priceless green stone called turquoise. One look at the costumes of the Zuni is enough to convince one that these are truly artistic people. Now the ceremonial fires turn their enchanted light upon the slender figure of little Flower Tahakan, a fascinating Mescalero Apache maiden. Hers is to be a song of romance, a hero song to the great warrior. A part of the circle ceremonies of her tribe, that short chant of tribute is done in three parts.
This is the explanation of the blood system as the blood system is in the universal transit system. A RAM is for the knowledge used by the Romans, with two M's in it for military and
math. Check your kids anytime. Twos and fives, six and threes. We all gonna do it just for ye. It was bugging out a little there, people.
And remember, you heard it first here live on WBAI 99.5 FM, Manhattan.
Tuesday night, the Isaac Jackson Show, The Messages.
My military function is Ram LZ. What I do is...
I represent mythological graffiti. Criminal rural areas in New York City, by bone.
The uncertainty principle, which was developed about 1927, states that it's impossible to specify or determine simultaneously both the position and the velocity of a particle with accuracy. One can fix precisely one of these factors, but only at the expense of the other.
You got to worry about, you know. So it's a way of getting a lot of young potential recruit kids. Usually after an Aryan Fest or racist rock and roll concert, you will see in the surrounding communities, hate crimes usually jump.
Plus suspect qu'un mec en cagoule. Je me lève tôt, je me couche tard, y'a de quoi devenir ma poule. J'ai fait des milliers de kilomètres pour des boulots merdiques. Condamné sans verdict, je joue à cache-cache avec les flics. Mon rêve s'est réalisé, mais c'est le pire de mes cauchemars. J'ai la nostalgie de ma famille et de mes amis.
Yeah, we have the same thing too, is the flag burn. Yeah, we're fucking idiots, people. You know, people were going retarded on this flag burn. 3 flags were burned in a 150-year period. Okay, I don't think it's that part of the burning of an issue, but... Hey buddy, my daddy died for that thing. Wow, I bought mine. Palmer!
Bull chain se jiko, wero ci asmuna la, si sa bir xol diko, bala ngay am jam, fo nga jaar ci jam jam, gesul ci tenu sam sam, xam lu wara don marwa, wala mo tax sa ci me gay di daw sa ba marwa, yaay boy bull joy na
da kun kun gun han, plus kun ton tan fin, dot pin ton, dot pin dun. No road, none team front.
Olive oil,
what team dan front.
So
and dan din hunt. Blood team dan din fem. But bin ton.
Well, blow me down.
Is that right, Papa? Need all this finish to make those big muscles?
Nah, think so. I am what I am on account of I eat me spinach.
The Indian elephant utters a number of sounds. Some originate in the throat, and others are produced by blowing air through the trunk.
Oh, I'm...
But only at the expense of the other. And this has had great implications for the interpretation of atomic experiments. In quantum mechanics, the future velocity and position of particles can only be statistically predicted, and thus probability theory becomes exceedingly important. Now, of course, there are enormous philosophical implications here, too, and metaphysicians can argue whether nature lacks determinism and chance rules the entire universe. These are not the things that we want to get into. We're rather concerned only with chance and music.
The world is full of sound. Sound that can inform us, soothe us, alert us, and sometimes just plain...
Years before, 10,000 rockets were reported leaving soon for Mars with 100,000 hungry customers, and Sam wanted to be ready for them.
...contains examples of a wide range of media laboratory projects, all related to sound. From a computer program that hides electronic watermarks inside an audio track... to 3D sound sculptures as a new form of musical entertainment.
Interested in the sky tonight.
Imagination clearly
very beautiful.
Well, what about my
comes
suggestion?
To digital audio.
Shall we leave for the Blue Mountains in the morning?
You heard it here first.
Go away now. Oh, no.
No? Why not? Why don't you want to go?
I don't know.
As we spend more time immersed in a computer-generated world, members of the Media Lab's Machine Listening Group, headed by Professor Barry Virko, are striving to make this artificial world as rich and interesting as the real one. They are working on systems capable of generating synthetic audio signals for use in immersive information environments, as well as systems that are able to extract salient content from noisy and complicated real-world audio signals. One way we can capitalize on the richness of our hearing abilities is to add 3D spatial local into our audio signals, thus allowing sounds to use ordinary stereo to be heard as if they were located.
I just don't want to, that's all.
But for audio. Here we present 3D audio examples developed by graduate student Bill Gardner for both headphone.
Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. Now I am what I am, and that's all what I am. My Popeye the
Sailor Man. The each ear in a natural listening situation. The following is should be listened to in
Ela, I'm sick of that silly song. It's late. Let us sleep. There's a homely maxim out of London that says it better.
The duration's going to be a lot longer than the war, Governor.
You can make war quickly, but you make peace slowly. It takes a second to break a piece, but a long time to put it together again. Be three-thirds finished in Japan. There's a homely maxim out of London that says... At least you can win a war today and lose a piece tomorrow. In the war. You're on probation only. You and the faces you've dreamed about.
This is achieved by processing the signal such that crosstalk from each speaker to the opposite ear is eliminated. For best results, the listener should be positioned in front of and between the two.
Accuracy, precision, no more, nothing of that handiwork.
Chance
is another question. But I mean, in that actual drawing, the precision that I could not be even liked by all the people who liked Impressionism and all this. It was a new decision on my part to get away from even Cubism then, after a year of that. So this was the real beginning for the large glass.
At the time you did this, was there no notion of what was coming?
No, but I was already beginning to make a complete plan for the whole glass. And the chocolate grinder was one point, and then came the sliding machine on the side. All this was supposed and was drawn in 13 and 14 on paper.
Planned out.
Because it was based on a perspective view, meaning complete control of the placement of things. It couldn't be haphazardly or changed afterwards. It had to go through according to plans.
Well, I imagine you feel that the chocolate grinder heralded something in your work, something of that break you've often told me about.
Yes, it was really a very important moment in my life. I had to make great decisions then. And I made a great one by saying to myself, no more painting, you'll get a job. And I looked for a job in order to get enough time to paint for myself. And I got a job as a librarian in Paris, in the Bibliothèque Saint-Geneviève. And this was a wonderful job because you had so many hours free in the day.
You mean painting for yourself, not merely to please other people.
Exactly. And that, of course, led me to this conclusion that you either are a professional painter or not. There are two kinds of artists. The artist that deals with society is integrated in society, and the other artist, the freelance artist who has nothing to do with it, has no bonds.
The man in society has to make certain compromises to please them and to live. Is that why you took the job?
Exactly. I didn't want to depend on my painting for a living.
Well, didn't you have a certain income from your father?
Yeah, the war goes on. That's understood, all right. But when we finish with the Japs and the whole thing's over, well, what then?
What ain't on the up and square? Boy, I bit them and popped them and always outrubbed them, but none of them get nowhere. Now if anyone ever saw it for my pen, it's Bob and it's Graham understand. So keep good behavior and go on like favor with Popeye the Sailor Man.
In memories of the past and hopes for the future, they share as largely as we. It would be on their part a great act, great in its spirit and great in its effect. It would be worth to the nation 100 years' purchase of peace and prosperity. And what of sacrifice would they make? They only surrender to us what they gave us for a consideration long ago. What they have not now asked for, struggled, or cared for. What has been thrust upon them, not less to their astonishment than to ours. But it is said we cannot restore it. That though we elect every member of the lower house, the Senate is still against it. It is quite true that of the senators who passed the Nebraska bill, a majority of the whole Senate will retain their seats in spite of the elections of this and the next year. But if at these elections their several constituencies shall clearly express their will against Nebraska, will these senators disregard their will?
Will they neither obey nor make room for those who will? But even if we fail to technically restore...
Il te bâtira tes parterres. Crois-moi, ton fils a grandi. Rien ne l'empêche d'être ici un bandit, un marginal. Revenir au pays avec l'argent illégal. Mais tu ne mérites pas l'argent sale. La conscience tranquille, je serai un grand type au Sénégal.
Mère au plateau, au sale du job. Des menis des terres pour fidjob. N'a pas d'année, fait qu'il n'y a qu'une bête d'Umdakar. Nous voler les IPM, les NS, nous d'aller les NIDAR. Japlé ñom ak sen marchandise pour len indaka té bala ñu leni baye ñu dajju lo len sen condamné ciy jëmu ñu xam sax ñom nan lañ koy daané dañ ci gumba jëmu ñu xam sax live bu nekk ci ñewul gumba na gaay jëma ñafé ngir sen live bi ñu baye ci nguraan té jëma ñaf fi ñafé ngir fajj sen live bi nguraan diko may gaay juggé ci kawga a gaay xoss lu fé ci kawga.
You better wake up. I may quit today at 3. I got an hour to think about it.
I wish they'd just fire us, though. It's better for us.
Well, yeah, you get more money that way. But I'd just rather quit and move on to another place of employment already.
I'd love to stay. I need my dental.
Sweet Jesus.
From the crystal walls poured a soft carpeting of mist to support Ela where she lay down to sleep. But through the night she tossed restlessly until just at dawn the dream recurred.
Ela, Ela, wake up.
What? Oh, what is it?
You've been dreaming again. You talked in your sleep.
Did I?
Yes. What were you dreaming?
The ship. It came from the sky again. And the tall man stepped out and talked with me. Telling me little jokes and laughing.
What else happened?
And then this Captain York... Oh, I can't. It's all so silly.
Tell me!
He said I was beautiful. And then he kissed me.
I thought so. What else?
Why, Eel, you're so bad-tempered. It's only a dream.
Is it? You know I can read your mind. You can't keep secrets from me.
Well, all that happened was that Captain York told me... Well, he told me he'd take me away in his ship.
WZBC. Out of Newton. Is this deep enough? Something's very deep here. Certainly not on purpose. Out of Newton. Newton and points beyond Newton. This doesn't say a lot for the itinerary or anything. Just another one-horse town. WZBC out of Newton. New metaphysics. How can that be at the same time? I don't know. It must be a hierarchy of some kind or a subdivision. bifurcation. It's a subplot. And then Gary Geiserman is another object. Interjection.
Guy, take me back to his planet with him.
I say all those. Here's some more. WZBC.org, newmetaphysics.com with the W's. Studio475.com/newmetaphysics. Hold the W's between your knees. Gary Geiserman, part of the hierarchy, subdivision, working under a hearty vice president somewhere. In human form, treading time space for you. I'll do that for you.
It's quite ridiculous, really.
Ridiculous, is it? You should have heard yourself. Fawning on him, talking to him, singing with him all night.
So just carry on with whatever you're doing. Whatever you've been doing. Whatever you plan on doing ahead. Your plans. Tracking, industry, checklist, get together with the, get the kid this weekend, participate in capitalism tomorrow, probably. Hopefully you have a portfolio and are participating in capitalism all the damn time.
In your dream, he landed in Green Valley, didn't he?
Please.
And he told you he was coming today.
Yes.
I have a links page on New Metaphysics / with Studio 475 site imminently. It's in the top 10 of the playlist, Things to Do as an Industrial Nation. We'll be soliciting.
The world is full of sound.
Links from.
Soothe us, alert us,
them,
sometimes just plain entertain us.
The other,
ongoing work at the MIT
the others,
laboratory is exploring unique ways to use sound in
GaryGFortMack.com.
This CD contains examples of a wide range of media laboratory.
Nothing
projects,
can
all
be
to sound.
Too bizarre, of course.
An audio track to
what else have we got around here?
As a new form of
banal.
Their breadth and imagination clearly demonstrate.
Don't listen to this guy.
When it comes to digital audio,
it's not real.
We can say you heard it here first.
What's come over you? It's only a dream. You can't be jealous of that.
As we spend more time immersed in a computer-generated world, members of the Media Lab's Machine Listening Group, headed by Professor Barry Virko.
Anyway, I'll be here to keep you company. Human to human contact over a period of time. It could be a little dangerous. You know, the most dangerous thing around is... not dangerous at all. All the rest, September 11th. Before and during time.
No, I suppose not. Forgive me. I'm being childish.
Ian, you're sick. You've been working too hard.
No, I'm all right. But perhaps you're right. Maybe I could use a little relaxation.
Yeah.
A summer evening in 1954, it opened its wings and I received its revelation. Because of summer nights behind the mosque, because it signals the height of summer, because of its mathematical precision at the infinite disposal of curiosity, because its markings are the summation of military heraldry, the olive green of the English military. Because it is a tropical species here in southwestern Ontario, because they are nocturnal, tropical, thin points of extreme beauty. Sculptural perfection in living and dense wood, because their chrysalis resembles a vase, their humming flight and the insoluble intricacy of their June camouflage, because of the size and Gothic modeling of their pincers, their chestnut brown elytra, because it is so tiny, weighs as much as a dime, because it is pale underneath, tawny above, because it is the eyes of night, because it is even larger like a fox bat, because it is our largest and only cat, because they are capricious night gliders, because it is a predator, because of its inky fur, tunnels twisting around roots, because it is a southern species migrating northwards, evidence for an interglacial warming trend, because of their glowing eyes in the driveway at night, the rasping marsupial cries, because of the caves, because of its unearthly face, because it is all of night, because it is a falcon, because it is subtropical, because it is a stilted and accurate blue mist, because it is the north unwarranted in an oxbow pond, because it is a tropical species migrating slowly northward starting at Point Pelee, because it is a subtropical iridescent metal, because it is the Arctic migrating at the center of blizzards, because they are astonishing aerialists, because the vacuum of space is so near, because of a dream, because they draw out the soul, anticipation, electric radiance, the irresistible approach of the arc hammer, excitation in the ion shadows, because they come after you and seem to float in dreams, the bend sinister, because of the storm, because of an erotic insularity in the moist, almost tropical wind, because they illuminate everything in a gray, powdery light and turn the outside into a surreal theater of marvelous intent. The warmth allows the spectators to remove their clothes. Lunacy and a Saturnalian trance of corporeal clarity, because they are tropical, because they are both out of place and welcome, because they witnessed extinct races of fabulous creatures, because it is carnivorous and wet, because it is a carnivorous morning jewel in the sphagnum, because they are full lips and vulvas and are all of summer, because they are a tropical species here in southwestern Ontario, because it has huge leaves and is tropical with cerise Jurassic fruit. Because it is fragrant and tropical, because its fruits are pungent, because the flowers are huge, night-glowing and perfumed, because of the pools, because their smooth mahogany pebbles are enclosed in vegetable geodes, because of fovea centralis, because they flowered all of beneath into above and translated it perfectly, because it is a living fossil, because of the color and smoothness of its bark, the silence and level loam floor of the beech forest, because of the fragrance of its gum, because of the wooden petals of their flowers, because of the waterfalls in the morning glen, because it is the memory capital of Canada, because I perceived an order there, because of midsummer nights, memory steeped in fireflies, because it overlooks Lake Huron, because the cedar pools are nearby, for it was once submerged, because it is a huge, invisible river, because of the collections in gray, powdery light of Toronto winter afternoons spent in the Devonian era, Because it is a semi-tropical, iridescent metal on the same latitude as California. Because it is a beautiful and glorious natural shrine of limestone. Because it is awesome. Because chronology was commenced there. Because of the Black River Formation, last holdout of the White Elm. Because of the beech forest and what came after. Because I got to know Lake Erie and glacial clay there. Because I grew up beside them and they taught me everything I know. Because it is a huge and silent underwater predator. Because it is huge and primitive. Because it cruises, hovering, long-snouted crocodilian. Because it is primitive. Thank you.
Are striving to make this artificial world as rich and interesting as the real one. They are working on systems capable of generating synthetic audio signals for use in immersive information environments.
Now that Hitler's down, better buy a black kimono, cause you're on your last go round.
Round and around Hitler's grave, round and around we go.
First thing I think we must try and define is what kind of chance are we talking about? Are we speaking about chance as accidents in the performance? Or are we speaking of the slight textual liberties in the score encouraged by the composer? For instance, a tempo rubato or an accelerando or some of these editorial markings which leave certain small decisions up to the performer.
I see a woman, I blush and look away. I want her, but I don't take her, forgotten, and that makes me proud. And then my pride ruins Magdalene. I don't steal, I don't fight, I don't kill, not because I don't want to, but because I'm afraid. I want to rebel against you. I want to rebel against you, against everything, against God, but I'm afraid.
Thank you.
I can't take it. I just can't take it. We come in here every day and do the best we can to put on a consistent show, and nobody around here ever says, good job.
No, you're right. What do you want to, what do you say? This is our last hour?
Yeah, let's just do the hour and then just say, okay, look, we tap out. And I just don't have to fight anymore.
I'm tired. Is this what it feels like when people, like, commit suicide, when they say, you know, people want to commit suicide and they say, I'm really tired?
Yeah.
I think I know what they're not
weird.
Sleepy. Yeah, they're just, like, tired. They're tired.
Which the spectator recognizes his.
Familier de la poésie.
Some poetic experiences are commonly felt. To give a simple example, tourists travel enormous distances, and yet the poetic experience they seek is something they bring with them. It's been in their heads all the time. Whereas quite ordinary, everyday things can enable one to discover a kind of poetry which is totally unfamiliar.
I feel out of energy. I feel like I need a new place to go.
You can't fight in
like
a bath.
Like 6 feet under.
Magritte often said that it wasn't the painting itself that mattered, but the effect it made on your mind. In a painting called Perpetual Movement, a man lifts a dumbbell, one of whose weights is his own head.
where the Spirit is moving. That's what people are thirsting and hungry for. The anointing. Now, Jesus said in Luke 4:17, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to set the captives free.
Or is one speaking of large open spaces in a piece where, within limits, the performer is left completely free to fill in?
Back to where I did it, the area I did it, it's sad, but it still has a real problem up there still today.
Against God, but I'm afraid.
So, Ferrara,
About a half hour.
And so, approximately what time was it? Been on the phone with Rachel Ferrara?
About a half hour.
And so approximately what time was it when you heard the thumps on the wall?
At about 10:40.
Then in the way of today, and then as a serenade, little flower to heat it.
Take the morning off and go hunting.
Vous éprouvez ce sentiment d'angoisse parce que vous êtes sensible.
You experience a feeling of unease. If you are affected by a picture, you experience vertigo or anxiety. I don't believe that what is mysterious can be predetermined. Can be predetermined.
Quelque chose de connaissable, c'est l'inconnaissable.
It's quite possible that being unforeseeable, it may make us feel joy just as easily.
This is Jackie. How may I help you?
Is this the suicide hotline?
Yes.
I am on the radio and I am suicidal. Can you help me?
That crazy junior man popping goofballs.
There's only one such thing. There's infinity is infinity. But that's not what he said, right?
Right. There are many levels of infinity, at least two.
today's testing program. The case, Supreme Beef versus the Department of Agriculture.
Well, my gosh.
No, kidding. Who is this, really?
It's Phil and Brent.
Oh, no kidding?
No kidding.
I'm picking kids. When you come down here, take your earrings off.
I know.
I'm picking kids. When you come down here, take your earrings off.
I know.
But if we're going to have them, then certainly there are certain topics that they simply should not be allowed to be. If they promote evolution, they are promoting a religion. If they promote creation, they're promoting a religion.
So evolution is...
As well as systems that are able to extract salient content from noisy and complicated real-world audio signals. One way we can capitalize on the richness of our hearing abilities is to add 3D spatial localization to our audio signals, thus allowing sounds presented using ordinary stereo equipment to be heard as if they were located in a 3D spatial field, much like holography, but for audio. Here we present 3D audio examples developed by graduate student Bill Gardner for both headphone and loudspeaker playback. The 3D effect is achieved by reproducing the audio signals that would occur at each ear in a natural listening situation. The following example should be listened to using high-quality headphones.
Says in verse 18, essentially means to liberate people. The anointing breaks the yoke. Now, we're not going to labor this because we spend a good bit of time Sunday. But when the anointing comes, there's another thing that begins to operate.
Powerbook destrozaré, no te quiero en mi monitor.
Yes, I can.
Okay. I want to know if I have the symptoms. I'm very tired. Does that say anything to you?
You're very tired?
Yes.
No, it doesn't sound as though you're suicidal just because you're tired, sir.
Well, I'm tired and I want to kill myself.
To kill people who are already doomed?
I saw that crazy junior man popping goofballs.
Tommy and his sister Lucille. Anything ugly?
Tommy said that Lucille worked for a man named Doug Ancelet for a while, but he fired her because she gave these tricks of hers gonorrhea.
I lose everything I've ever worked for. But that's a small matter compared with the satisfaction of knowing that I saved the lives of 20 million human beings. Those people will understand why Captain Deering and I did what we did.
You, Argentina, for example, should only produce corn and soy and some beef. Anything else you need, you can buy it from somebody else.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so that intense specialization is crazy. It means foodstuffs get shipped vast distances. It means they get produced in very large-scale facilities with all the industrial methods, including genetic engineering, mm-hmm. that those people seem to like. And it means that when a country like Argentina gets in financial trouble and doesn't have dollars with which to buy stuff to come into the country, if they're not producing that particular food type in that country, they have no way to buy it from anybody else.
But the problem is that most third world countries are deeply in debt to the international lending institutions.
Exactly.
And because of that, they have to have foreign exchange, which is to say they have to sell things for the Yankee dollar. And what we want is corn and soy and so forth and things like that that are cheap. And what we also want is cheap labor, which are our companies. I don't really mean our, me and you, because we don't really own them. But the companies based in the United States and the other multinationals will make a profit off of these low-paid workers, and therefore, you know, that kind of helps everybody but the third world country.
Yes.
It helps the IMF's happy, the World Bank's happy, U.S. government's thrilled because the corporations have bigger profits, which they can then donate for the next political campaign. So everybody gets everything that they want, except for the vast majority of people in the world who are working for lower and lower wages.
And a piece of it a lot of people don't recognize, especially in the case of Argentina, for example, is that much of that debt was incurred during a period of time they had a military dictatorship. And that military dictatorship was put in there largely with the complicity and urging of the United States. So it becomes this rigged game. Assist the military to take over, sign all these deals where they go into debt. The money that they got when they borrowed the money goes into their own pockets one way or another and into foreign bank accounts. And then years later, the country has to start paying that off. And the only way they can pay it off is by taking it out of the hides of the people and reducing things that people need, such as food, healthcare, education.
Perhaps your gateway. For others, it came in the lucidity of dreams. Not the lucidity of night dreams, but the lucidity of your dreams and visions. And there were those who found such gateway in a goddess grove. In the maiden, the mother, the crone. Yesterday, empowered, conscious of what could blind and what could deafen, and releasing as best you could enough, not necessarily all, you found your gate. Entering it, you experienced that gate, that doorway, and you released the rest of what could blind, of what could deafen. You released the residue, stepping now more fully beyond the boundaries, beyond the fears, beyond your issues, be they of empowerment or of vision, be they of momentum, setting those issues aside, dropping them at least for a time, so that you could be taken, so that you could move from that gate, from that doorway, into a transcendent state. Transcendent state, hard to define because any definition is inadequate. Hard to talk about because they are beyond comprehension, they are beyond they are beyond experience, beyond knowing. But yet, they can be found in a deeper sense of the very gate itself or beyond the gate. They can be found in the rich enjoyment of life and in the earnest investment in the future, can be found in the mystery and the mysticism of choice, in the mystery and the mysticism of wisdom.
In my boyhood, I suffered from a peculiar affliction due to the appearance of images, often accompanied by strong flashes of light. I was quite unable to distinguish whether what I saw was tangible or not.
Side, but no one was in the room yet, and I don't know what station it was, but they were doing a time frame.
recoil. Glenda, ex-Ancelet girl. Cold air to help me think. Make Junior dead or dead soon. Faggot smear him post-mortem. Leak queer dirt to hush-hush. Taint his Glenda dirt. Retoss his pad. Dump evidence.
And you want to kill yourself?
Yes.
Okay, now that sounds suicide. If you want to kill yourself, is there a plan that you have for that?
Here's what's going to happen. I'm about to quit my job. I'm going to go home, and my wife is probably going
to
leave me.
It wouldn't have done you any good to sit and talk to me if you're not going to do it today, but you might think you do it tomorrow.
Does your boss tell you that you suck every day?
Does my boss know I what?
Does your boss tell you that you're worthless and you suck every day, even though you're busting your ass?
No, because I wouldn't stand and let anyone talk to me that way.
Well, okay, thank you. You're giving me... I might live 2 days now.
The first example is a binaural recording of a conversation.
Yes, in Green Valley. Numbly, she watched him go to a closet and draw forth an evil-looking weapon. And then her husband was gone, walking toward Green Valley. And Ilar waited, watching the sky for an unknown thing, trembling with a nameless fear. And then it happened. A whirring, rushing sound. The warmth as of a giant fire passing in the air. The gleam of metal in the sky.
Well, when you play this recording back over headphones, it's really stunningly realistic. It sounds like you're in the room listening to everything going on. So I'm actually looking...
Let me guess, those are microphones you've got running
this. Yes, I've got little tiny microphones in there.
So Roger is the right channel, Pascal's the left channel, and I'm mixed in.
You're right in the center. Excellent. And I'm kind of very much in the center.
So we can say Ugama in stereo.
In fact, in 73, the January issue of National Geographic, 1973, January, National Geographic.
That's where y'all are at.
Oh, man.
This a fella that sells bird dogs?
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I ain't got a bird dog. All I've got is a bunch of dang old cull beagles.
Well, I guarantee you, I bought one of you cull bird dogs. I done it.
What's going on?
Well, I tell you what's going on is I got a bad bird dog from you.
Oh, hey.
Well, it wasn't from you. It was from an old boy that bought one from you.
Who's that?
I was down there. Well, hell, I don't know. I was down there at Cook's Restaurant down there at Shodo. A couple of weeks ago, I was having a shrimp dinner and a cup of coffee, and they had this bird dog out in the back of his pickup truck, and I was admiring it, and the old boy thought he'd be just selling to me, and I offered him $300 for it, and I bought it.
The young lady in orange, Mr. DeLaurier, are there any legal organizations or any group legal forums being set up for Indians because of the fact that most of our problems are backed by some sort of legal reasons? Set up for Indians? Because of the fact that most of our problems are bad.
will run. Or you might find yourself writing your answers in the wrong places.
The third possibility is for Black to capture the white bishop by moving his pawn to square d4 and by removing the bishop from the board.
Enze in the classical concerto, for instance, or the improvised solo in jazz. One speaking, in fact, of total liberty, allowing everyone to play what he likes, so that everything, being equally probable, total chance might be thought to reign.
Ellis Island has been given to a black leader for use by blacks.
New York, Catherine Herridge, Fox News. Coming up in sports, another high-scoring day in the
Well, what I do is I say, if you go to one of our concerts and you don't have an extraordinary experience, you may come to me and I will give you your money back. Because I think that basically we as humans actually engage and participate with each other in a context. Whereas the problems that computers are incredibly good at is things that are taken out of context and can be represented inside the machine.
What would you do if you're in my position? You work so hard. Let's pretend that you work so you put your life into something that you care passionately about.
The next example
about. You
is
did
a
it
synthetic 3D sound scene containing sounds
your
that
ass,
fly
you
around
no
full listener's head.
And you got a boss who's just a big asshole, right?
Uh-huh.
And he tells you that every single day you suck because you're not good. And you put your life into it. You put your life into the goddamn show.
Okay.
And then your boss said, every day you suck. What would you think? You'd want to quit that, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Right. And then you want to kill yourself afterward because you wasted all this time in your life.
No, I wouldn't kill myself because I don't think it's worth it. I think my life...
Then you'd want to kill your boss. I'm going to go kill my boss.
I might do.
I'm going to go kill my boss. Is that what you're saying, Jackie?
I'm not saying to kill your boss, but what I'm saying is that I would not consider killing myself either because my life is more...
Problems that computers are incredibly good at is things that are taken out of context and can be represented inside the machine.
I'm afraid.
But this time, formatted for playback over stereo loudspeakers. This is achieved by processing the signals such that crosstalk from each speaker to the opposite ear is eliminated.
See ya. You look inside me and that's all you'll find.
But the more devils that we have inside of us, the more of a chance we have to repent.
Lucifer's inside me. He says to me, you're not the son of King David. You're not a man. You're the son of man. And more, the son of God. And more than that, God. Do you want to ask me anything else?
Is basically a mathematical entity totally representable inside the machine. It doesn't have to know different kinds of coffee. It doesn't have to know what happens when I spill this drink here, where is the water going to roll, a flow to, and so on and so forth. It can look at the world beautifully contained in this box and think deep thoughts about this container.
Again, and trembling, Ela waited again, looking toward Green Valley and seeing nothing, listening for sounds and hearing nothing, until a shot sounded, very sharply, the sound of the evil weapon.
Oh, no. No.
Her body jerked with the sound, and she wanted to scream and never stop screaming. For now she knew the dream could never come true.
tax increases. Go ahead, make my day.
And left of the song, the strange and fine and beautiful song.
Actually, the first person to touch actual infinity was Galileo, and it was after he was confined to his home after his terrible trial by the Inquisition, and he couldn't go out and look at the stars, and he found something very interesting about infinity. He found that if you look at all the numbers and all the squared numbers, you can draw a one-to-one correspondence between them. So there are as many numbers as there are squared numbers.
What do you mean squared numbers?
Well, one goes with one,
right.
Two with four, three with nine, four with 16,
right.
Five with 25, and
so there, there's many of those single numbers as there are squared numbers.
Squared numbers, which
right.
is very strange.
ZBC out of Newton. New metaphysics right now. 90.3 FM.
Results, the listener should be positioned in front of and between the two speakers.
These young Americans sent a message to terrorists everywhere.
Welcome. Let's see, I can
sounds like you're in the room. So I'm actually looking.
Give me this microphone.
Yes, they've got little tiny microphones.
So the Roger is the right channel, Pascal's left channel, 960.
You're right in the same. And I'm kind of very much in the same.
So we can say Uganda in stereo.
The 3D sound sculptures on the CD by graduate student Michael Casey were created using this loudspeaker 3D audio technology.
Saying it. Feeling a little irritated in the airport, just say, cunt, everything changes. What did you say? I said cunt, that's right, cunt, 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 feels good. Try it, go ahead, cunt, come on, come on, cunt.
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 Fires of the West. As we ride through city streets, dancing with the lions.
Rockets came. The next ship came down from the stars and the black velocities and the silent gulfs of space and landed by night near a Martian city. The men made their way to the outer rim of the dreaming city, and then Jeff Spender went in to reconnoiter while the others watched and waited. Waited for something to stir in the haunted city, some gray form to rise, some voice to break the unearthly stillness. Where were the people? Where were the Martians? Nothing stirred to disturb the silence until...
A separate reality.
Alien sighting or an elaborate X-file? Fox's Catherine Herridge has more.
What in heaven's name is going on up there?
I got the binoculars from the other room.
Mark Smith from Evanston, Illinois, like most rational people, wanted proof he wasn't losing his marbles when he saw this glowing white light, so he grabbed his handy video camera.
And you could actually see it was circular when you can get a better view of it. You know, you can see three lights like underneath, and those were going, but it would go in and out.
In nearby Shiloh, police officer Dave Martin also got an eyeful.
It was quite big, and it had approximately three huge white lights shining light in the sky up.
Those ominous three white lights had UFO aficionados buzzing.
It's been seen all over the world. We've got reports on it from all over the world.
This Polaroid and a detailed diagram are Officer Martin's proof it really happened.
Whatever it was real. I wish I could say it was a plane or a helicopter, but it wasn't.
Often experts say these sightings are explained by a meteor, a satellite, or even the planet Venus. Earlier this week, the Draconid meteor shower was ID'd by Air Force observers in Colorado as the source of strange blue lights. In New York, Catherine Herridge, Fox News.
Coming up in sports, another high-scoring day in the...
Sound design for film and television is a labor-intensive process requiring the editor to sift through thousands of pre-recorded sound samples, listening for just the right content.
To please an immediate public.
Coming up in sports, another high-scoring day in the
Sound design for film and television is a labor-intensive process requiring the editor to sift through thousands of pre-recorded sound samples, listening for just the right content. Le ciment râle à la laine, la fricheur à la femme, le cabaret aux acteurs, le sucre à la canne. Le rhum à ma gorge, mon fluide à la rage, mon horloge biologique tourne. Plus une fois on m'a pris pour un mort, j'ai chopé dans l'asile, c'est pas grave. Toi. Non, c'est en fait égal, arrogance, indépendance, c'est calcitrant, citron, m'en va d'esprit. Lesbienne, espiègle dans l'atmosphère, intrigant, excitant, incident, résident, dans Paris, président. Vert, plastique, platine, meilleur, majeur, tant que la peau, du visage. TTC attendu, mauvais présage, faux en jeu, tu n'as bloc de glace. Peu à peu avait fondu, si ton intelligence savait, tu exploiterais davantage. Et reconnais dans un passé lointain, mais je détiens le futur, assure ma personne à l'aide de rétention intérieure. We want to look at all these kinds and degrees of chance in this program. Certainly chance in music is nothing new. Mozart utilized chance in a little work, Kersho 294D. This is a collection of assorted numbered bars with a set of rules. And by throwing dice and following the rules, even an amateur can compose music. An endless set of little minuets, sounding, oh, like aimless and disorganized, but quite authentic Mozart.
Texas failed a series of tests for salmonella contamination. Thank you.
was so blue and discouraged in those days that I do not believe I could have borne up but for the regular treatments of electricity which I applied to myself.
Of his laboratory, Tesla developed a deeper interest in Eastern thought and spiritualism.
Mr. Tesla was charmed to hear about the Vedantic Prana and Akash and the Kalpas, which he claims are the only theories modern science can entertain.
Inspired by the Hindu teacher, Swami Vivekananda, Tesla began to look at the universe as a symphony of vibrations and waves.
We are whirling through endless space with an inconceivable speed. Everything is spinning. Everywhere there is energy. There must be some way of availing ourselves of this energy more completely.
In 1898, an unusual experiment took place in Tesla's laboratory. He attached a small mechanical oscillator to an iron pillar. Precisely timed pulses from the device made the entire building tremble.
Windows started crashing around the area, and he, being at the epicenter, didn't notice anything happening until some police came bursting into his laboratory. It was just at the moment where he'd picked up a sledgehammer and broken the oscillator. He just said to the policeman that how too bad that they had just missed an interesting experiment.
Tesla was, I would say, obsessed with frequency, the notion of resonance. The story where he takes the device and puts it on the girder in his office and, you know, gets the frequency of the building and supposedly, I mean, it's an apocryphal story, I'm sure. But it gets right at the core that, hey, if I've got the right frequency, I can move the world. And indeed, he talks about the frequency of the Earth and that if he can do that, he can, you know, almost literally split the Earth in half.
Coming for different reasons. The rockets came like drums beating in the night. They came like locusts swarming and settling in blooms of rosy smoke. Mars was a distant shore, and the settlers spread upon it in waves. First the pioneers and builders, then the people of civilization.
Going to happen. To prevent that lion from mauling your child, you're going to go and get that lion and destroy it because you never want your child to go through that kind of physical pain or agony. In the same way, they say that all the races are the lions coming to attack the white children. Mm-hmm. do something, your white child's never going to have a future. Things was pregnant with my first son.
But you were already a racist then, weren't you?
I was already involved in the movement for quite some time. But this is when they really wanted me to start to become a recruiter.
I see.
And recruit other kids.
Right. Anything that the derogatory or uses, they use terms like 88 and 14 in their name. Like Skinhead Girl 14 or Skinhead Girl 88. Which basically means that they're white power. Most people don't know that the term 88, the letter of the alphabet being H, means Heil Hitler.
First, let us ask, what is the spring that drives all?
On, that's understood, all right. But when we finish with the Japs and the whole thing's over, well, what then?
Did a special article on people who live to be 100 and are older, and they featured these people, and there's a great pictorial article. You know, National Geographic is very good about coming out with pictures, and three of these dozens of pictures that were in that article, I remember one of them was a lady who's 136 years old.
Out of Newton, WZBC. FM, kilohertz. Metaphysics. On the international web. Studio475.com/new metaphysics. Over. Email GaryG4.com/whatever the hell it is. Pounds at out of Chicago. Send me links. I want to travel the world like a sailor. GaryG4@mac.com, mac.com, at G4Gary. GaryG4@mac.com. Send me links. Port a call. Roadside barbecue. Radio Ghanistan. Voyeur Cam at Bushrez. Take me into the power room at W House. Billing gossip at Redmond. Something in the UK.
You're sitting in a wicker chair with a big Cuban cigar in one hand and an 8-ounce glass of vodka in the other.
Now, I chose 6 of the bars from this piece of music, and we'll try a little experiment here. First of all, I'd like you to listen to the 6 bars. Here's number 1, number 2, number 3.
Freaking white race music, man. Everybody's whitey today. Like Bremen, 1938. Train station. Or East Timor. Anytime. Right train, right track. Are you on? Sounds easy in theory. Beforehand. Practice, however, theory in practice. Can take you to the dark side of the earth, where there is no history.
Six.
Okay,
you've heard the 6 bars. Now let's see what order we can put them in. We'll take the dice and throw. 3, 4, 1, 6, 5. 2.
Public that comes around you and takes you in and accepts you and gives you success and everything. That if you wait for your public that should come 50 years, 100 years after your death, that's the right public I
it's
want.
It's a rather ascetic attitude. I can see that you... I don't think you ever felt that no. A person was justified in taking...
And where I work at the Museum of Tolerance, we actually put a book out. It's kind of hate. And it actually gives people these symbolisms, these names. RAHOA, which stands for Racial Holy War. RAHOA means we must secure the existence of our race and a future for white children. Now, you won't know this off the bat, but they know it.
Don't burn at all. Don't burn any.
The racist can pick it up and say, hey, that's a racist person. Now I can talk to him.
Did you have a nickname?
When I was involved, when I was online, I used to use one of the phrases, old skin, because I was one of the oldest skinheads I knew in this country.
There be the same number of numbers. What about the numbers that aren't squares?
Right.
They're there too. But because he could draw this one-to-one correspondence, he sort of counted every square number against an integer.
Right.
There's a better way of seeing, and that's my all-time favorite about infinity, and that's called the Infinite Hotel or Hilbert's Hotel. So you go to this hotel, someplace, and you need a room. You're very tired, and it's called the Infinite Hotel. So you think, certainly we'll find a room here. But the person at the desk says, I'm sorry, we have infinitely many rooms, but they're all full.
We don't expect, we may find ourselves thrown by it. Whereas, in fact, I believe we are where we should like to be. There's something particularly intriguing about seeing a rock floating in the sky. You to ask the question, why doesn't it fall? But have you ever asked yourself the more obvious question, why does a rock fall?
Example, some applications require that you write your last name first.
I've got all
orders to kill you.
Go ahead. Tonight I was purified. I can't fight with God anymore. Here. Here's my neck. Cut it. I'm ready.
What are you? What kind of a man are you?
What you want, I want. That's why he brought us together. It's God's plan.
I come to kill you when you help me. That's God's plan? These voices you hear, it's God's voice. Only you understand it? Well, you better make me understand it, too.
I'll tell you as much as I know.
The fainting spells, the voices, the visions. Power, magic. Is there some secret? Tell me your secret.
Pity.
Pity for who, yourself?
Pity for men.
Our enemies are men.
I feel pity for everything. Donkeys. Grass, sparrows.
What about ants? Feel pity for them too?
Yes. Everything's a part of God. When I see an ant, when I look at his shiny black eye, you know what I see? I see the face of God.
You're not afraid of dying?
Why should I be? Death isn't a door that closes. It opens. It opens and you go through it.
If I don't kill you, what happens?
I'll speak to people.
What are you going to say?
I'll just open my mouth and God will do the talking.
Emanates from one single center, one single source.
Weeks a year, and then basically living with Margie and Jordan, and her response to that was always my favorite. That's when she asked him. She said, "Okay, that's fine, as long as I can have a
boyfriend." He said, "Why?" I said, "So when you ask me what I've been doing, I'll tell you the same thing you've been doing while you were over there."
That's not a conspiracy theory. That's an institutional analysis.
We have infinitely many rooms, but they're all full.
Oh,
I think if they give Alcatraz back to a group of Indians, maybe they'll have to consider giving this whole country back to us, and that's something they wouldn't want to consider.
Dangerous.
The Indians feel that because blacks have been more militant, they have gotten more as a minority group than the Indians. What are these feelings? I mean, this question indicated some sense of resentment that blacks were getting better treatment than Indians. Is this a general feeling? Or do you see you're a lot, all minority groups together?
I don't think
together?
It should be blamed on the blacks, though. I think it's a reaction of the whites reacting to the blacks, and you know, it shouldn't be taken in that respect, and I don't think it was intended, because I think we, you know, in trying not to fight each other, we've got to relate to each other. Puerto Ricans and all Spanish-speaking people, particularly Chicanos, who are cousins to Southwest Indians anyway, and but you know, that's a tendency we fall into, I think, particularly in urban problems where we're fighting for the little pittance of OEO monies that are available, that we're put against each other, and I think it's dangerous, and I don't think we should blame the blacks. We should blame the white community for allowing that to happen.
En ce qui me concerne, j'ai peint des images où...
My pictures illustrate the opposite of the popular notion that if you have two incongruous images, you must somehow find a way of reconciling them. Everything that's visible hides something else that's visible.
Memory, December 1965, 5 years old. My mama tells me in a scary, loud, life-threatening voice to stop scratching my coochie snorcher. I become terrified. I have scratched it off down there and do not touch myself again. Even in the bath, I am afraid of the water getting in and filling me up so I explode. I put Band-Aids over my coochie snorcher to cover the hole, but they fall off in the water. I imagine a stopper, a bathtub plug up there to prevent things from entering me. I sleep with three pairs of Happy Heart Shake cotton underpants underneath my snap-up pajamas. I still want to touch myself, but I don't. Memory.
And you entered Transcendent State, and there you worked your magic in order to activate that state, and there you allowed the magic of transcendence, a magic that by its very definition is beyond comprehension.
Now let's hear what that sounds like. Now, what was really left to chance in that little rendition of Mozart's Kirchhoff 294D?
I didn't appreciate that either.
And I remember Saba wrote me a very, very long letter explaining what he was doing and why he was doing it.
circuits. Exley prefers my confession payoff. Robbery Division CO. It's a shiv to Dudley Smith, the fur job boss. The perp his protege, Johnny Duhamel. Johnny and Junior, heist partners? My instinct, unlikely. Reflex instinct, hand Johnny up to Dud. Deflect Exley's shiv, curry Dud's favor.
Watch the Perry Como show with my mom. Like, I was allowed to stay up really late. It was a treat, and we watched Perry Como.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Some came because they were afraid of a coming war on Earth. Some came because they were afraid of nothing.
On a Glock that determines life or death. I'm like high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Fuck it, just call me stress. I'm that last surviving sperm about to go head on with that egg. I'm the one that raped that monkey to start the AIDS plague. They call me drama. Some digi skid mark shit stains in the foot of the little white briefs. I was some sock shit put on your hands when you couldn't afford gloves. I was some bubbles that rolled up your back every time you farted in a tub.
The sun.
In this detailed futuristic vision, he described a means of tapping the sun's energy with an antenna. He suggested that it would be possible to control the weather with electrical energy.
The sun.
In this detailed futuristic.
Let us ask, what is the spring that drives all?
He suggested that it would be possible to control the weather with electrical energy. He predicted that wars would soon be eliminated by machines. And to unite all nations, he proposed a global system of wireless communications.
When wireless is fully applied, The Earth will be converted into a huge brain, capable of response in every one of its parts.
Stays in the trunk till I come out. You got that?
Think.
Me, nobody else.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not out in 15 minutes. Something's wrong. Okay? Yeah. Room 9. You ready?
Sure thing.
Everything is okay.
Sure. No problem. No problem.
Watch it.
Hello. This is Marta.
You wrecked us up at that last turn.
Marta. Hello.
I am Hector.
I am Tony.
Dog.
You see, I told you.
So, Oma says you're okay?
Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, you got any money?
You got your stuff?
Sure, I have the stuff, but I don't have it right here with me now. I got it close by. Don't be a fool.
I don't have the money either, man. I have a close by, too.
What happened with that guy, Merle?
Where?
I don't think his gun went off by accident.
You know, just in the car?
No, not in the car.
No?
How about you? Where'd you have your stuff?
Not far.
Imagine a stopper, a bathtub plug up there to prevent things from entering me. I sleep with 3 pairs of Happy Heart Shake cotton underpants underneath my snap-up pajamas. I still want to touch myself, but I don't.
General Motors tries to maximize profit and market share. Conspiracy theory. institutional analysis.
Order of the harmonic and melodic fragments is free. The harmonic and melodic fragments themselves are fixed.
Beyond experience, beyond knowing that many would call folly. Privilege, arrogant, that many would see as the prodigal rigors of a madman or fool. But you, the magician, see it as the rigors of your magic, of your mystery, of your mysticism. In the dawning of your day,
regarding the intelligent and sympathetic public.
No ivory tower in my idea at all.
I remember a line in a piece by Henri-Pierre Rocher in which he referred to you as saying that you were always careful to find a way to contradict yourself. I imagine by this you mean you were trying to avoid repeating yourself. Is this right?
You see, the danger is to lead yourself into a form of taste, even in the chocolate grinder. That
taste then is something that repeats something else that has been accepted. Is
exactly.
That what you mean?
It's a habit. It's a repetition of the same thing long enough to become taste. If you cut it shortly, I mean after you've done it, then it stays as a thing by itself. But if it's repeated a number of times, it becomes a taste.
And good taste is what's approved, and bad taste
yes.
is the same repetition
yes.
which is not approved. Is that what you mean?
Yes, good or bad is of no importance because it's always good for one and bad for the other.
Well, did you find a way to get away from good or bad taste in your personal expression?
I knew in that technique of the mechanical technique that there was no taste possible.
A lot of different people. Different people.
Now, you joined the Marines. Did you think you'd be able to be a practicing white supremacist within the Marines?
mean, I had a swastika flag inside my wall locker. I mean, I had Hitler's book, Mein Kampf. George Lincoln Rockwell, who was the founder of what was in the American Nazi Party. I had these stuff, I had this stuff in my, right there, open. I mean, they could see it every time they came into my room.
Woman who, like you, was a white supremacist. Now, you had a baby. Were you trying to rear the baby according to white racist beliefs?
My oldest son, when he came home from the hospital, actually had a swastika flag over his crib.
Thrust from the earth towards the sun, a tree is an image, standing for a kind of joy. To comprehend that image, we must be quite still, like the tree. The moment we move, it is the tree which becomes the spectator. In the forms of chairs, a table, or a door, the tree continues to keep watch over the agitated spectacle which is our life. Later, when the tree has become a coffin, it disappears into the ground again. And when it is consumed by flames, it vanishes into the air.
Has nothing to do with conspiracies. And that's precisely the sense in which we're talking about the media. The phrase conspiracy theory is one of those that's constantly brought up, and I think its effect simply is to discourage institutional analysis.
How he had been forced into doing this because for years he had been asking me to go get help and I was just ignoring him, and he felt that it was his, since I was not going to have a son to carry on the family name, that the responsibility of making sure that the family name survived suddenly became his again, and this was the only way he could see to do it. And he was very heavy on the, this is your fault, you're doing this to Margie, not me. The other thing that was really strange was he spent pages saying, you know, your mother is being very closed-minded about all of this. Try to help me convince her to stay here. She doesn't have to leave. I don't want her to leave.
So Sabra divorced Margie, telling her every day until she left that he loved her and didn't want her to leave. And she got on the plane and began the life she's pretty much living now.
And God will do the talking.
Maybe God didn't send you here to kill me. Maybe he sent you here to follow me.
So there's no mistake. I'll go with you until I understand. But But if you stray this much from the path, I'll kill you.
I'd like to read a poem that I did for a sister who took her child to a crack house and left her child. Poem for some women, huh? I'm all right, I say I'm all right. What you're looking at, I say I'm all right. Doing okay, I'm still writing, producing on the radio. Who I fooling? I'm a little ill now, just got a little Jones habit. Took my 7-year-old to the crack house with me on Thursday. Beautiful girl, prettiest little girl her mama done ever seen. Took her so she understand why I late sometimes with her breakfast, dinner, bedtime meetings, bedtime love. Wanted her to know how hard it is for me, you know, a single woman out here on her own, you know. So I took her to the crack house where this man, this dog, this former friend of mine lived, wouldn't give me no crack, no action. Even when I opened my thighs to give him some again for the umpteenth time, he said no, all the while looking at my baby, my pretty little baby, and he said, I want her, I need a virgin. Your pussy's too loose, you had so much traffic up your pussy, you could park a truck up there and still have room for something else. And he laughed this long laugh, and I looked at him and the stuff he was holding in his hand. You know, I couldn't remember my baby's name. He held the stuff out to me, and I couldn't remember her birthday. I couldn't remember my daughter's face, and I cried as I walked out that door. What's her name? Couldn't tame. Ask me again, I'll tell you the same thing. Couldn't even hear her screaming my name as he tore into her pretty little panties. Prettiest little girl you done ever seen. Prettiest little mama's baby you done ever seen. Bought my baby this pretty little leather jacket off the street when I went to pick her up on Sunday. 7 days later, walked right up to the house, opened the door, saw her sitting on the floor. She said, Mama, where you been? Mama, I call for you. Mama, they hurt me something back. I want to go home. Mama. Mama's little baby, love shortening. Mama's little baby, love shortening bread. Put on the jacket. Mama's little baby, love shortening bread. When we got home, she wouldn't talk to me. She just sat and stared, wouldn't watch the TV when I turned it on. When we got home, she just stared at me with her eyes. Dog-like, just sat and looked at me with her eyes till I had to get out of there, you know. My baby ran away from home last week. My sweet little shortened bread ran away from home last night, and I dreamed she was dead. Dreamed she was surrounded by panthers who tossed her back and forth, nibbling and biting and tearing her up. My little shortened bread ran away from home last week. Peekaboo, peekaboo, peekaboo. I see you and you and you and you.
Well, a mechanical drawing has no taste in it.
Because it was divorced from the conventional expression
exactly.
In painting.
At least I thought so at that time, and I do think today the same way.
It's very much like forming new sentences by rearranging the words, but you're not really allowed to introduce any new words.
What is ZBC Radio?
coming through a pinhole. From Newton in the Massachusetts landmass, U.S. Inside the Empire. One of the flying provinces of the spinning corporate capitalist animal. Greatest capitalist fighting machine ever invented, honed through maturity of the current civilization for the amazement of all. Flinging high-rising concepts left and right. Like the Texas Chainsaw. Coming to your house. Gotta get out through that pinhole, my friends. Liaison. Going on now. New metaphysics for you. Just a survey show. Hands on the buttons. Strapped in. 90.3 in the kilohertz. Out of Newton. Landmass. Back east. A lot of noise pollution. Maturity. On the platform. It's stirring. Gripping.
Writing music of this kind was quite popular in the 18th century, and Haydn and Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach were also supposed to have written similar little chants pieces for the titillation of amateur musicians.
You want me to come in? We start over again, Mike?
Where are you from, Tony?
What difference does it make where I'm from, man?
Okay, okay. I just want to get to know who I do business with.
You're going to get to know me when you start doing business with me and start playing around, Hector. Okay?
Mira, Antonio.
What's the story?
Chester! No te muevas, caballero!
Manolo en el baño. Ahora.
Oh, frog face. You just fix yourself. I'm still from today.
Yeah?
Okay. You want to give me the cash? Before I kill your brother first. Before I kill you.
Why don't you try sticking your head up your toilet? See if it fits.
Yeah?
Richard Aikens, would you make me a star? Oh, I tell you, I am something else with this guitar. Really? I mean, listen, you don't know what you're missing. Just listen. I mean, just listen to this.
Memory, 7 years old. Edgar Montaigne, who is 10, gets angry at me and punches me with all his might between my legs. It feels like he breaks my entire self. I live home. I can't pee. My mama says, what's wrong with your cooch, snorcha girl? And when I tell her what Edgar did to me, she says, never, never let anyone touch you down there again. I try to explain. He didn't touch it, mama. He punched it. Memory.
How do you feel about playing on the concert platform and playing in the recording studio?
I much prefer the recording, and I gather that this is not the standard reaction. Because most people find the recording is very trying. They feel uneasy in the presence of something that is going to be permanent. And the microphone conveys this to them. But I feel quite the opposite. The microphone is a great friend because I was brought up with it. When I was in my teens and still at school, I didn't do any traveling at all. The only city in which I really played was Toronto. And perhaps once or twice a year there, and so that if I did any performing at all, it had to be on the radio, or from 1952 on television, when we had it in Canada. And I became so used to these media, to being alone in the studio, that nothing else mattered. In fact, I've often wondered if the justifiable complaints that I sometimes hear about my platform manner isn't the result of the fact that for many years, formative years, I could be completely uninhibited, and it didn't matter what I did, as long as the music got across, this was the only thing that counted to me, because I had no yardstick of measuring. I seldom went to concerts even then, I never do now, and I had no yardstick really of measuring what other people did, and what I did at that time was done in order to make myself at ease and to get something out of myself which otherwise might have remained in and had to come out on the microphone to get across. And I often wondered if this didn't go back to those days.
Why don't you like going to concerts?
Well, first of all, I think I'm at all times slightly uncomfortable in great crowds of people. I always have been. Tend to become slightly claustrophobic in a large hall. I don't feel at all that way on the stage because there's plenty of room to breathe, but I tend to be that way when I participate in an audience. Less so in a cinema, because there everything is in the dark, and it's a sort of secretive feeling. The relationship of one person to another in a spectacle doesn't really exist. You're all sort of pretending that you're by yourself. I always have this feeling in a cinema, so I enjoy going to movies. I also enjoy going to the theater for much the same reasons. But to concerts, for the dual reason that the hall is generally brighter, and also for the much more important reason that I know too much about what goes on in a person's mind who is actually having to do this. And I feel exceedingly nervous at somebody else's concert. Much more nervous than I've ever been any with my own. It can be the most capable person in the world, and I'm still almost panic-stricken.
Toward the middle of the 6th century, a woman named Cecilia attracted attention in Lisbon. She possessed the art of modulating her voice in such a way as to make it appear to issue at times from her elbow, at times from her foot, and at times from a place that it would be improper to name.
I'm years old. I play on the bed, bouncing and falling and impale my coochie snorcher on the bedpost. I make high-pitched screaming noises that come straight from my coochie snorcher's mouth. I get taken to the hospital, and they sew it up down there from where it's been torn apart. Memory, 10 years old. I'm at my father's house, and he's having a party upstairs. Everyone's drinking. I'm playing alone in the basement, and I'm trying on my new cotton white brown panties that my father's girlfriend gave me. Suddenly, my father's best friend, this big man, Alfred, comes up from behind and pulls my new underpants down and sticks his big, hard penis right into my cooch snort. I scream, I kick, I try to fight him off, but he already gets in. My daddy's there then, and he has a gun, and there is loud, horrible noise, and then there is blood all over Alfred and me. Lots of blood. I am sure my cooch snorcher is finally fallen out. Alfred is paralyzed for life, and my mama doesn't let me see my father again for 7 years. Memory.
While listening on my cosmic phone, I caught words from Olympus Blown. The latest tells of a cosmic gun. To be pelted is very poor fun.
Search in this area for people that want to earn full or part-time income working from home. We can show you how to earn thousands of extra dollars working around your current schedule. If you're serious, honest, and teachable, and would like more information on this remarkable opportunity, please call 888-298-8119 to order your free 14-page information booklet. Or visit our website, yourhomebizop.com. yourhomebizop.com. That's www.yourhomebizop.com.
Hi, this message is for Gary. This is Jeffrey Colwell with the National Consumer Council at 1-800-990-3990. I'm calling in regards to your consumer credit cards and the high interest rates that they carry. Your record is now in our database, and we would be able to cut your monthly payments in half. Interest rates are extremely low now, and as a matter of fact, the prime rate is currently at 4.75%. Finally, it's lower than 5. So just think of how much money you could save by getting out from under those cards. We'll help you no matter what your current situation is. So I encourage you to call us here at the NCC. We are a nonprofit organization, and we are formed to help consumers just like yourself. There will be no charge for any advice that we give you, yet we will show you how to be debt-free. So please call the council at 1-800-990-3990. Thank you.
Robin Weston with Edgewater Resorts in Cape Cod. I have about 200 recipients to notify today, so please excuse this message. I've been trying to reach you because you have been chosen as recipient of 3 days, 2 nights, hotel accommodations, and your round-trip airfare for 2 adults to Las Vegas or Orlando. Now, there's no purchase required. Let me repeat that. No purchase required. The confirmation number you'll need, and I'll give this to you twice, is 684. Again, that number is 684. And the telephone number you'll need for directions is 1-800-233-9985. Again, that number is 1-800-233-9985.
I apologize. We can only hold your trip until midnight, so please call me back now. Let's wrap this up and enjoy your trip on us.
We're currently painting in the neighborhood, and I wanted to check and see if you guys need an estimate on any interior or exterior house painting. If you do, please call me at 800-390-4848, and I'd be happy to come out and provide you with a written estimate. If it's easier for you, you can also request an estimate or get more information about my company online at www.universitypainters.com. And in case I spoke too fast, my phone number again is 800-390-4848, and it's Greg Clark with University Painters. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Do not start to perform the test until I tell you to do so. Do you understand the instructions so far?
Yeah.
When I tell you to start, you will stand on one leg, holding the other foot out in front like this. You may stand on either leg that you wish. Keep the raised foot about 6 inches off the ground. While you are standing, you will count out loud for 30 seconds like this. 1,000, 2,000, and so on, all the way to 30,000. Throughout the test, keep your arms to your side and keep watching the raised foot. Do not sway or hop while you are standing. Do you understand?
How do you like all this traveling you have to do?
When I'm up here and sitting in the country for anything over 10 days or 2 weeks and dealing with people whose relationship to their work is a somewhat more indifferent one in one case, and on the other hand, more regular one in the other, that they know from 1 week to the next what they will be doing, where they will be. It will be the same place. It will be a schedule which is almost unbearable. When I'm with people like this, I find myself envying them very much. And in fact, at such times, I wonder how it is possible that the following week I will be back into a schedule which seems at that moment almost intolerable to me. I wonder how I do it. When you get to that point, when you leave here, I can only say that I feel something like I did as a child when it was Labor Day and the next day meant going back to school. It was a completely horrible feeling. It was a feeling of being trapped as much as one would be if one were suddenly consigned to the netherworld, you know, irrevocably. It was a dreadful feeling.
Says, I'm sorry, we have infinitely many rooms, but they're all full. There's no vacancy. And so you say, okay, I'm a mathematician. Right. I should be able to solve this problem. And you tell the person at the desk, take the person in room one, move him or her to room two, the person in room two to room three, room three to room four, and you have room one for me.
Intervention in drawing and painting have its relation with the interest you had in ready-made?
Naturally, as a sort of conclusion or consequence of dehumanization of the work of art, in such a point that I came to the idea of the ready-made. I call them ready-made. It's a name for them. Now, let me show you. This is a ready-made bird cage with, if you see me having a hard time, because this is not sugar. This is marble, and it weighs a ton. And that was one of the elements that interested me when I made it, you see. It's ready-made, and the sugar is changed into marble. It's a sort of mythological effect. This is a ready-made dating back from 1916. It's a border twine between two plaques of copper, brass. And before I finished it, Alsberg put something between inside the ball of twine, and never told me what it was, and I didn't want to know. It was a sort of secret, and it makes a noise, so we call this a ready-made with a secret noise, and listen to it. I will never know whether it's a diamond or a coin.
You didn't meet Arensberg till you came to the United States, did you?
No. I came in 1915, and that was my first meeting with him. Walter Bach took me to his house, coming out of the boat. I came on the boat, and it was a very long life friendship with him.
Was Arensberg himself a painter?
No, he was a poet. He was a poet connected with the school of the Imagists in England.
H.D. Richard Arlington.
Yes, group. All these. And they had the magazine here.
Transcendence. Underway. In addition to the regular check just described, there are three additional types: the discovered check, the forking check, and the double check. In the dawning of your day, this day we focus upon activating the magic of metamorphosis. Not the existential book of turning into some sort of cockroach or whatever. But metamorphosis, a very powerful magic, and we want to talk of it a bit, because there can be value in understanding, and there is importance to have wisdom, so as to allow yourself a conscious activation of such magic. Metamorphosis, a big word, yes? Metamorphosis means the action producing profound change that occurs between stages of growth of an organism. The action that produces profound change, not just change, not just any change, but profound change, change that affects the whole. Profound, that's what it means. Found, the foundation. Pro, leading to, before. The profound, a change that rocks you at the very foundation of your being, is profound change. I went to this movie, and I thought a lot, and it impacted me a lot, and it changed me. When I went to this movie, or more likely read this book, and it changed me. But you know, it changed me at the very core, it changed me at the very foundation, it changed me. It was profound change. Metamorphosis is action that produces profound change in the form. In the form, between or from one stage to the next, in the life of an organism. Very sweeping, general, very sweeping
definition. Metamorphosis is an action. Osis. Action. It is an action that produces a profound change in form. Morph. You hear it now in your high-tech computerese language, and you saw it in advertisements, in political campaigns, as you would see a picture of one candidate, and then it would morph, as the term was said, into a totally different image, depending upon what the advertiser wanted to ever so subtly dying, suggest about this candidate. You know, as you'd see one candidate who's morph into Hitler and another candidate morph into Jesus or whoever in that same thing. Their intent quite clear, but nonetheless, of morphing, changing the form. Metamorphosis, the osis, the action that profoundly changes the form, morphing. From one stage to the next, and in a specific location, somewhere between one stage and the next. Meta. Between. Meta. Change, morphing that happens between meta and the action. Osis. Metamorphosis. A change. Profound change. That happens. Between the stages of growth. Changing the form. Metamorphosis changes the form, the structure, and the substance. Metamorphosis changes the form, but it also changes the structure and the substance. It is a complete change. Metamorphosis, a profound, a complete change in form, structure, substance. And here's the kicker. By magic. Not as if by magic, meaning it looks like magic, but it's not really magic. But by magic, metamorphosis means a complete change in form, structure, and substance by magic. Another way to say metamorphosis is majestic change in the essence. It is majestic change in the essence that produces a complete change in the form, structure, and substance somewhere between the stages of growth, and it does so by magic.